You're listening to SBS News.
While this year's census was a technological success, with many respondents praising the ease of entering their family's details online, there were some sections of Australian society that weren't happy for other reasons. The LGBTIQ plus community were concerned their lifestyle choice wasn't represented, and that the parents of a child are only described as a mother or a father, placing same-sex couples in a position they'd rather not be in. Caroline Deans is the director of the census, and she says those viewpoints will be listened to.
We have certainly heard the disappointment from those communities, but I'm pleased to say that what we've also heard is that they really place a strong value on the census, and they are urging members of that community to still participate in the census because there is still so much valuable information that comes from the census.
The position of other marginalised people also wasn't handled as sensitively as it could have been, according to disability activist Jackie Brown.
I feel the current questions in this year's census really defined disability as a negative thing, as a medical problem, as an individual problem, as a deficit that was in the body or mind of an individual, as opposed to something that's an interplay between someone's impairments, so the fact that I'm a wheelchair user, and the barriers that they come up against in their everyday life that really shape their access and inclusion to society.
Religious concerns were also raised in the aftermath of this year's snapshot of Australian lives. Alex Patel is a social worker and refugee advocate. She urged Australia's Sikh community to make sure they registered their religion in the other section, as it wasn't one of the named religions on the census. She says it's important that the Sikh community, which numbers around 126,000, is more widely recognised in Australia.
I think there's the question of services and sort of the importance of the government knowing who's here. It's also about respect. So it's about sort of recognising that Australia is and never has been a solely Christian country. And I feel like it's time for the census to sort of get on board with recognising the true diversity of faiths in Australia.
Whoever is left out or not addressed correctly in the census has every right to express their dissatisfaction. But Caroline Deans says the process of designing the census isn't something that's taken lightly.
There's a lot of work that goes into deciding what questions are on the census, and most of the questions are carried over from census to census. But this year in 2021, we have got two new questions in the census, one on long-term health conditions and another on service with the Australian Defence Force.
One other major criticism of the census this year was that the individuals could choose only up to two ancestries, when some Australians may identify with more than that. But the census director, Ms. Deans, defended the amount of questions relating to cultural heritage.
We have quite a number of questions in the census that establish our cultural diversity. So we ask about ancestry, and people can select up to two ancestries. We also ask about country of birth, where their parents were born, their languages that they use at home. So overall, we do paint quite a good picture of cultural diversity.
Ms. Deans confirmed to SBS that the talking points and objections that were raised in this year's census will come under consideration when the 2026 version is formatted. John Baldock, SBS News.